Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim Daf Ayin Tes. We will begin in Daf Ayin Ches Amud Bey, 6 lines from the bottom. Begins the Gemara Man Tana Lahad the Tana Rabbanan. Who is the Tana of the following brisa, which says Shachta B'Tahara. If they shechted the Karban Pesach when the owners and the Kahanim were all Tahar, Vakachnit Mabalim, and then the owners of this Karban Pesach became Tamei. And obviously, because they became Tamei, they are not able to eat the Karban Pesach. The halacha is still Yizrik Adam B'Tahara. They should take Kohanim who are Tahirim and do the Zrikas Adam. V'al Yoichel Bas B'Tahara, the Tumah, but the meat of the Karban Pesach will not be allowed to be eaten when the owners are Tamei, because the Karban Pesach, of course, may not be eaten by individuals who are Tamei. And they still will be yoytze the chi of a Karban Pesach, says the Gemara. Kaman, who is the Tana that holds that we're allowed to do Zrik Saddam for Karban Pesach, even though the owners will not be able to eat of that Karban Pesach? Amar Rabbi Lozer, says Rabbi Lozer Mechloike Shnuya, the opinion cited in this Braisa is actually the subject of a Mechloikes Tanoim. If your yoitz of the Karban Pesach, even though you don't eat, is it essential that you eat from the Karban Pesach? And it represents, Reb Nosson, he represents, as we've been discussing extensively at the end of yesterday's shir, that the Gemara proved that Reb Nosson's opinion is that even if you don't eat, that the eating of the Karban Pesach is not absolutely essential. Reb Yochanan says, Afilo Tem Rabbanan. I could suggest that this brisa follows the opinion of the Rabbanan. Hachamai skinen, because what is this brisa speaking about? But tzibur, that as we've learned, and we're going to discuss this, in today's shir mitzvah, and most of the tzibur becomes tamei, then the halacha is that everybody agrees that in such circumstances the Karban Pesach is eaten betuma. That you can make the Karban Pesach betuma, and here too, if let's say the way the Rishonim explained, the Nasi passed away, and as we've discussed, if the Nasi passes away, all of Klal Yisrael are metame themselves, and since all of Klal Yisrael are metame themselves, they could bring the Karban Pesach and eat it betuma. Says the Gemara, Ibet Sibur, if that's the case of this brisa, amai ena basa necha betuma. So why can't the basa be eaten? When the tzibur is tamei, the halacha is that the Karban Pesach is eaten. Answers the Gemara, the reason that Chazal made this gezeira, the reason it can't be eaten, is because gezeira shem yitmu balam lachazrika. Indeed, if they had become tamei before the zrika, so this is a case where the Karban Pesach is brought betuma, and as because the tzibur is tamei, and when the Karban Pesach is brought with tuma, when the tzibur tamei, the aloch is, it may be eaten. But here, if they became tamei after the zrika? Their aloch, as we're going to learn, is that they may not eat it, v'yomru, but people can be confused, and they'll say, ishtakit lo tamnu v'chalnu. Last year we were tamei, and we ate the Karban Pesach. Hashta nami, so this year as well, nami necha, we should be allowed to eat it, even betuma. V'loyade, but they won't realize, tishtakach, last year ki is darik dam, when the wazrik sadam took place, balim tameim havu. They were still tamei. And since they were tamei, the halach is that if the Karban Pesach is brought betuma, obviously in a case when they're allowed to be tamei, the halach is that the Karban Pesach is eaten. Hashta, but this year, b'shas the zrik sadam, balim tahirim havu. The balim were tahar. And since the balim were tahar, b'shas the zrik sadam, that kind of Karban Pesach will not be allowed to be eaten. And therefore, in order to avoid that type of a mistake, they said that if the owners got tamei before the zrik sadam, they can't eat the Karban Pesach, even if they cannot eat the Karban Pesach, even in the case where they got tamei before the Zrikas Adam because of this gezeira. However, that's only if they became tamei after the shechita, before the zrika. But if they became tamei before the shechita, there we wouldn't make such a gzera. And the Rishonim explain why not. And they explain that the Korban Pesach, when it's brought before Shechita and after Shechita, is very noticeable that it's different times. And since it's noticeable that it's different time, nobody's going to make a mistake and say, well, if it was brought this year, if it came Tomei before Shechita and after Shechita, it's noticeably different times, versus before Zrika and after Zrika, it's not such noticeable time. So now the question is that this explanation we could understand according to Reb Nosson, who, as we have been learning, is of the opinion that the chil is not makiv, the chil is not essential. But according to Rabbanan, who hold that the chil is essential, and the way the Gemara is explained now, if the Korban Pesach, that we're not allowing the Korban Pesach to be eaten, yes, because of a gzeira, but at the end of the day, we're not allowing them to eat the Korban Pesach, how are they yoyz the Korban Pesach if, according to Rabbanan, the chil is makiv? So I saw that the Mefarshim explained that even though midrabbanan it may not be eaten, midaraisa may be eaten. And if somebody will eat it, midaraisa he didn't do anything wrong, midaraisa was yoytza the mitzvah. So even though in these circumstances he wasn't allowed to eat it, but since that isser is only an isser derabbanan, that is not a case where the rabbanan will hold that the achila ma'akiv. And therefore, since midaraisa you could have eaten it, that's enough. Another way of explaining the Mishnah, going back to the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says that if you did Zrikas Adam, it's fine, even though you can't eat it. Rav Dom Krem Rishua, that holds that Achilles Pesach is Nam Akiv. In other words, till now we've been saying the Rav is following the opinion of Rav Nosson. Now the Gemara is explaining that we're following the opinion of Rabbi Shua, because we had asked that Rav had said that the chila is not ma'akif, and we said that Rav paskin like Rabbi Nosson, and we were explaining where we see Rabbi Nosson holds that way. Now the Gemara says that Rav is following the opinion of Rabbi Shua. Where do we find this opinion of Rabbi Shua? Says the Gemara, the Tanya Rabbi Shua Omer, Kol azochus b'toyra or kabonis bein shenit mebasa v'chel of kaiyim bein shenit mechel of basa kaiyim. As long as you have either the basa or the chelav, zarek sadam. However, nazar ve'ein v'ayse pesach, the nazar and the person who has to bring a korban pesach are different than all other kabonis. The halacha of a nazar is that the nazar, as he completes his nazaris, has to bring a number of kabonis. He has to bring an oila, a chattis, and an ayah l'shlamim, chalos, and rikikim. Regarding the shlamim, there are special rules that are not cited by all other korban shlamim. When the nazir shaves his head, he should put the hair on the fire, in the fire that's under the pot in which the shlamim are being cooked. And there's a din of tenufas hazroya, that the kohen takes the foreleg, the cooked foreleg of the shlamim, together with one challah and one rokuk, he puts it on the hand of the nazir, and they do tenufa. So by the shamay nazir, there is a halacha that the basar has to be tar when you do zrikas adam, in order that it should be able to be eaten, and the different mitzvahs that I just mentioned could be fulfilled. So that's why nazir is a pesach. The halacha is nit mechelev a basar kayim, even if the chelev became tamei, but the basar is still fine, then we could do zrik sadam, because we will be able to do all of the avoidas that we just mentioned. However, nit mebasar, if the basar became tamei, even though the chelev kayim, you still have the chelev, ain't zrik sadam, because you can't do the different avoidas that we just mentioned. However, says the braisa, v'im zorak, if you did Zrik Saddam, even though you have this problem, Hurtza. Because these mitzvah of that we just mentioned that apply by the Nazar are Nam Akiv. And this, therefore, the same thing by the Korban Pesach, the Chila is Nam Akiv. However, nitmar balam b'meis, if the owners became tamei with tumas meis, lo yizrik, we shouldn't do zrikas adam, from zarek lo hurtza, the carbon is possible. Because even though achila is not ma'ak with carbon pesach, and therefore even though they basar, if it's not edible, it's not able to eat, the halacha is you could still do zrikas adam. The owner becoming tamei is ma'akif. Because even though, as we're learning, this opinion holds that you don't have to be able to, you don't have to eat from the Karan Pesach, but you have to be an individual who could eat from the Karan Pesach. So if the Karan Pesach, so if this person became tamei and he can't eat from the Karan Pesach, or the Nazir would become tamei that he can't be eat from the Karan Pesach, and all these cases, the halacha is that the carbon becomes invalid. It's very interesting to point out the Shalos HaTshuvos Binyan Tzion proves from our Gemara that chalev of an animal is to be considered like the meat of the animal, because our Gemara is saying that the chalev is equal to the basar, and just like Rabbi Shua holds that as long as you can only do zrik sadam if you have basar, so too he equates the din of the chalev to the din of the basar. We learned in the Mishnah of Mugdashim and okay, but by Mugdashim, even though the basar is tamei, the chalev is good enough, says the Gemara. Masnisa Mani, who says that at least you have to have either the chalev or the basar, says the Gemara, Amish is clearly following Rabbi Shua that we just cited. Rabbi Shua's opinion is that we could only do Zrik Stam if you have basar or chalev. The Tanya, Rabbi Shua Aymer, Kol HaZochesh B'Torah, regarding all Kabonis, Shneshtaj Mem Kazayis Basar, if you have a Kazayis Basar left over, or Kazayis Chalev, the loch is that you could do Zrikas Adam. What about Chatzis Ayis Basar, Chatzis Ayis Chalev, half of Kazayis of meat, and half Kazayis of Chalev, then the loch would be Ein Zrikas Adam. You can't do Zrikas Adam. However, by Oila, by Carbon Oila, a few Chatzis Ayis Basar, Chatzis Ayis Chalev, they are able to combine Fizrik Saddam, Neshakula Kola. When we speak about carbon oila, the halacha is that there's really no difference between the chalev and the basar, because both of them are to be burnt. Continues the Braisa, mincha, when we speak about carbon mincha, Api Shakula Kayamis, even though all of the carbon mincha is left, Lo Yizrik. So, of course, we need to understand this phrase. Ask the Gemara, Mincha Mayavidita. What does the Braisa mean with this phrase of Mincha? Answers the Gemara, Amra Papa, Minchas Nesachim. We know that when you bring a carbon, you bring along with the carbon Minchas Nesachim. So Sakadatacha meaning, Kimi the Ka'asi Mikozevach. Since the Minchas Nesachim is brought along with the carbon, and therefore, kigufa de zevach dami, it should be considered like an essential part of the carbon, and therefore, even if the carbon mincha became tamei, but as long as you, even if the carbon you're bringing, the became tamei, the basar and the chalev, as long as you have the michas nesachim left, that should be good enough to be able to do zrikas adam. Kamash milan that no, the mincha is not considered to that degree a part of the carbon that I can be able to do zrikas adam because I have the minchas nesachim left. But we did learn that if you have the chalev left, then you can do zrikas adam. Ask the Gemara, chalev and noam, that how do we know that the chalev is equal to the basar like we just discussed? And if you have chalev left over, that's enough to be able to do zrikas adam? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shmo, Umata Mishum Rabbi Shu B'Chananya, Dama Kro, the Pasuk says, V'hikta chalev l'reich t'choich l'Hashem. Chalev, that just having chalev left over, Av pish ein basar, even though there's no basar, is a good enough reason to be able to do the Zrikas Adam. Ask the Gemara, Ashkechan Chalev, the Chalev that's part of what's burnt on the Mizbeach, has this ability. Ask the Gemara, however, Yoseres HaKaved, the diaphragm, Shtei Kloyes, and the two kidneys, Menolon, how do we know that they too carry this halacha, that if you have them left, you could still do Zrikas Adam? Answers the Gemara, how do we know that we do Zrikas Adam? Midik Tani, because by we just learned in the Braisa that by mincha apish cause kiyemus lo yizrik mincha. So we explain that the carbon minchas nesachim that comes along with your carbon, that isn't good enough. Hu deloy, it isn't good enough that if that still remains, you should be able to do zrikas adam. Avisar zakovish de kolayus. They are similar to the chaylev and the basar because they're actually part of the animal. They're part of the carbon, and therefore shapadami, we could do zrikas adam just if they continue to exist, even though nothing else of the carbon exists. Ask the Gemara, Menolon, how do we know this halacha? How do we know that you could do zrik sadam for the kovin shtei klayus? It says a kovin shtei klayus. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan the day ama kra. The pasuk says v'zorka koyus sadam v'hikta achel v'reich nechayach. So we see that anything that's put on the mizbeach kosh at mala l'reich nechayach is a good enough reason to be able to do zrikas adam. Says the Gemara, Vitzrich l'michtav chelev, the Torah had to teach us this halacha by chelev, Vitzrich l'michtav reich nechayach, which we said refers to the Yeseres HaKoveit and the Shtei Kloyes. Dikas rachmona chelev, if the Torah would have only taught us this halacha by chelev, have min a chelev in. By chelev, if the existence of the chelev, I could do zrikas adam. However, Yeseres HaKoveit Shtei Kloyes, loy, can't help us do zrikas adam. That's why kos rachmana l'reich nechayach. That anything that's put on the mizbeach for burning. But if the Torah would have just said reich nechayach, ikos reich nechayach havamin shkol ha'olun reich nechayach. Anything that's put on the mizbeach, afil mincha kos rachmana chelev. And that's how we know that the chelev and the yiseres hakaved are good enough of a leftover to be able to do the zrikas adam, whereas the other parts are not good enough to be able to do that kind of a carbon. So here we learned in our. So now we begin, as we've been discussing, the halacha of Pesach Sheni. And that the halacha is that if somebody is tamei, or if somebody is b'derech rechoika, he is not able to be near Yerushalayim, then on Pesach Rishon, then the halacha is that it's brought, that individual brings the carbon of Pesach Sheni. But also, as we've been learning, that if most of the tzibur is tamei on Pesach Rishon, then we are allowed to bring the carbon Pesach on Pesach Rishon. And that's where our Mishnah begins. And teaches us the Mishnah, Nitma Kol Arubai, if all of the Klal Yisrael, or most of the people who are on Klal Yisrael, became tamei, and there's a discussion, who is included in that census? Certainly, everybody who's standing in the Azara is included to bring a Korban Pesach, is included in that census. Certainly, everybody who did not come to Yerushalayim are not included in that census. The question is, you have people who are in Yerushalayim who want to bring the Korban Pesach but aren't actually in the Azara. Are they included in the Korban Pesach? Then or not. Also, the Tzlach asks a question. If the halacha is that Rav HaKol, if Rav HaKol is Tomei, we bring the Korban Pesach Betumma, so certainly if the entire Kahol is Tomei, we bring the Korban Pesach Betumma. So why did the Mishnah have to say both Nitma HaKol or Rubai? So he explains that the Mishnah is coming to teach us that when you have a situation that Rav HaKol became Tamei, not only obviously the Tumah, the Miut, who are Tor, could bring the Korban Pesach, but they could bring the Korban Pesach Betumah, and they shouldn't separate themselves from everyone else and keep their Korban Pesach Tor, they could bring the Korban Pesach Betumah. And in fact, I saw that the Bechor Shor says, not only may they bring the Korban Pesach under those circumstances, betumah, they should, because as we're going to learn in our shir, there is a concept in halacha that we should have the roiv, that the tzibur, the community bringing the Korban Pesach, should not be divided into two. Continues the Mishnah. Ashayoyu Kahanim Tumeim. If the Kahanim are Tomei, the Kol Tahirim. So many Rishonim make the point that our Mishnah indicates by the Tzibur, as we just discussed, it says Nitma Kol Rubai. But the Kahanim, it doesn't make that point to Rubai or Kulai. Because the Halacha is, so some explain, the din is the same by Kahanim as the Tzibur. But there are those that say that no, by the Kahanim, if we have some Kahanim that are Tahor, the Halacha is that we should use those Kahanim who are Tahor. Because as we've been discussing, the Halacha is Tumah, there's a question of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur or Tumah D'Chuy B'Tzibur. And we have been learning the Tumah D'Chuy B'Tzibur. Yes, the Karban Pesach, as we're learning today's Shir particularly, can be brought under certain circumstances B'Tumah. But even though the halacha is that the Karban Pesach can be brought to Tumah, that's something that we want to avoid. So if we could find only Kohanim who are Tahor, of course, those are the Kohanim who should bring the Karban Pesach and avoid the Karban Pesach being brought to Tumah. Oy shahaya Kohanim Tumeh v'kol Tahirim, the halacha is Yasu b'Tumah. But if you don't have any Tahor Kohanim, you have no choice, and there the halacha is that you can bring the Karban Pesach b'tumah, even if the tzibur is not tumay. Nitma miyat hakol, but let's say it's only a minority of the tzibur that became tumay. Nitma miyat hakol, so the halacha is a tayrim oisim rishon. The tayrim should make the Karban Pesach on Pesach rishon, but tumayim and the rest make it on Pesach sheni. And this is the Mishnah that teaches us the halacha of Pesach Sheni. And of course, as we've learned in the previous year, unless you follow the opinion of Nosson Yeshua, the Karban Pesach has to be eaten. The Sfasemis says that although we're learning that a Karban Pesach under these circumstances may be eaten b'tumah, the halacha is that we want to avoid that. It's like we just said, it's not something that is lechatchila, and since it's not something that's lechatchila, in such a year when the Karban Pesach is being eaten b'tumah, everybody who's partaking of the Karban Pesach will only be allowed to eat a kezayis no more. The Sar Sholem from Belz makes a very interesting observation. We all know in the Haggadah we say Zeichel Migdash the Kehillel, Kachay Oysa Hillel, Hayakirich, Matsu Murr, Pesach Matsu Murr, Kirch, Vaichel, Biachid, Lakayim Ashenemar, a Matsus Murroyim Yechlua. So he asks that this posik of Matsus Murroyim Yechlua that we quote in that piece in the Agoda is a posik that's said in the Parsha of Pesach Sheni. The posik by Pesach Rishon says, "Umatzos amroirim yachlua." So why did the Baal Haggadah use a pasuk from Pesach Sheni rather than use a pasuk from Pesach Rishon? So his son answered, "Because let's look at the wording of Hillel. Hillel says l'kayim mashenemar. He says the words l'kayim mashenemar represent a tefillah, and we're saying that this year Pesach Rishon." We did not yet have a Karban Pesach. But our tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we sit at the Seder, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help, that still this year we should be zoich to have a Pesach Sheni, if we didn't have Pesach Rishon. And then we'll do this mitzvah properly, and that's why we quote the Pasuk of Pesach, the Pasuk of Pesach Sheni, of Matzah Samarayim Rechlua. But when this Pshat was said to Rav Yosef Sholnatanzon, the Shalom Eishiv, the Lemberger Rav, he asked that our Gemara just is going to teach us in today's shir that ain't tzibur nidochel Pesach Sheni, that if the entire tzibur didn't bring Pesach Rishon, then there is no Pesach Sheni. If the whole tzibur could have brought Pesach Rishon, then we were all tamei, and whatever reason we didn't, we won't be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So how could that be pshat? So the Belzer Rebbe answered, the Pasuk says the Yerushalmi says in Masechta Pesachim, Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, Niten Li Yisrael Livnas Pesach Bechira, Rabbi Yehuda Amit Tzibur Oysen Pesach Bechsheni. So he explains as follows: in a year where there was a Beis Hamikdash, and they didn't bring Pesach Rishon for whatever reason, in a year, then the Tzibur is not pushed off to Pesach Sheni. But in a year where there was no Beis Hamikdash but Pesach Rishon, there the Tzibur is not pushed there, and then the Beis Hamikdash was only built, because that's when Mashiach came, between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, then the entire Tzibur will bring the carbon on Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara, Tanah Rabbanan, Harei Shehayu Yisrael Tameim. If the Klai Yisrael were Tameim, the Kahan of the Kli Sharis, the Klanim and the Kli Sharis, what's meant in this Gemara, typically when we speak about the Kli Sharis, are the knives. And the knives that were used for the carbon Pesach had to be tar. And here all the knives are tamei. Osho Yisrael tarim, Klai Yisrael tar, the Kahanim of Klishmeris are tameim. Mavfi Yisrael Kahanim tarim. However, the Klisharis are tameim, and you have to use Klisharis that are tarim. And there's no time to bring nuk stakinim. The simple pshat is because it's Shabbos when they can't be carried or they're not available. There's no time, as the Meiri explains, to make new Kli Sharis. So since all of these options aren't over here, and furthermore, for Karban Pesach, we insist that the Karban Pesach has to be brought with a knife. You have to shecht it with a knife, and no other way of shechita. That even though the Gemishna Masech Techulin discusses that there are other ways of shechting an animal and should be kosher, when it comes to a Karban Pesach or in Karbanos in general, many Rishonim suggest the only way a Karban Pesach could be slaughtered, it has to be with a knife. And here all the knives are tamei, yasav tuma. They should make the Karban Pesach a tuma, and ain't Karban Tzibur Choluk, that we don't divide the Tzibur, and everybody the Karban Pesach should all be brought in the on Pesach Rishon. And as we discussed, not only is it brought the Pesach Rishon, but even the people who are Tahor should bring it Tumah. So we just learned in the Braisa that if the Kli Sharis are Tomei, we bring the Karban Pesach Tumah. Which means that even the people in the Tzibur who are Tomei should bring the Karban Pesach that year on Pesach Rishon. Amar Rav Chisda, says Rav Chisda, lo yishanu, this halacha that we're discussing, that if the knives are tamei, we bring Pesach Rishon, lo el nitma sakin b'tamei meis, that the sakin became tamei with a tamei meis, then that, so if a sakin comes in contact with a tamei, with a meis, if a sakin comes in contact with a tamei meis, then the sakin becomes avatoma. For as we learned earlier in the Masechta, the Rachmana Amar, the Torah teaches us, when it speaks about metal, b'chalal cherev, over mace, so we say cherev harei kecholo. The metal keli that came in contact with avatoma becomes an avatoma itself. So if a person will come in contact with that knife, an avatoma has the ability, midoraisa, to be metama person, so the person that's holding the knife will become tamei. And therefore, the mikarkim is avid, so when this carbon is being brought with such a knife and by such a person who's holding such a knife, but tumas aguf, the karkim is avid. The person becomes tamei to the degree of tuma that he's a chayiv karis for entering the azara under these circumstances. But as we're learning, because of the special rule of Karban Pesach, that if most of the Tzibur is Tamei, we bring the Karban Pesach, the Pesach Rishon. So here, if the knives are Tamei, all of the people will be, by definition, Tamei. And since they're all going to be Tamei, they could bring the Karban Pesach, the Pesach Rishon. However, says the Gemara, Aval Nitma Sakma Tumah Sheretz, if the knife only obtained Tumah Sheretz, the Basum the Tamalei, so then, if the knife came in contact with a sheretz, the knife becomes a rishon l'tumah. Yes, the knife that touches meat that makes it tumah, a rishon l'tumah that touches meat makes it tumah. However, l'gavra l'matara l'alei, it doesn't make the person who touches it tumah, because a rishon l'tumah isn't applicable by Adam v'kelim. Tarim of it, so the people who are tar should do the Karm Pesach, Tameim Lo Avid. The Tameim shouldn't bring the Karm Pesach. Mutav, Yoach HaBasar B'Tumas Basar, we prefer that we should eat the meat that's Tamei, which is only in Issalav, V'Yoach HaBasar B'Tumas Guf, versus making the people Tamei, which is a Chiv Karas. So we're learning here that we want to always keep it to the lowest level of Tumah. So if we want to keep it to the lowest level of Tumah, don't let the people become an avatoma. Almakasava Rav Chizda. But what is clear from this entire discussion? What's clear from this entire discussion is that Tumah Dechuy Bitsiver. That even though the Torah was lenient when it comes to Tumah on Karim Pesach, we try to limit that. And therefore, if we could do it with a lesser Tumah, we shouldn't do it with a stricter Tumah. And therefore, If we could all avoid that only the meat will become tameh, but not the people, that's what we should do. However, there's a different opinion. That even if the sakin is tameh with a tumah sheretz, the halacha will be Rav Avama, I feel tameh in Nam Avdi. Then the halacha is that that year the Karim Pesach should be brought everybody together. My tama. What's the reason? The ksiv, v'abasar shi'igah b'chol tamay lo yoichel b'eish yisarev, v'abasar kol toyer lo yoichel basar. The Torah connects the din of the person who's tamay to the situation where the meat is tamay. Kol hecha, the loy karinaba, everywhere that we can't fulfill the first part of the pasuk of v'abasar shi'igah b'chol tamay lo yoichel, because in a situation that you that the people became tamei, like created by vasukal tal or yechal baser, and therefore you could eat the Karim Pesach even though you're tamei if the meat is tamei. The kol hecha says the gemara, the created by vabasa shiiga b'chol tamei lo yechal, that you can't eat the meat, then vabasukal tal yechal kodesh yechal baser. So he says that the two halachas travel together. Then use the gemara ha'itmar hareisha yisrael mechtsa toyer mechtsa tameim. Klai Yisrael, half of them are tar and half of them are tamei. Rav Amar, so now the Gemara begins a discussion, what do we do when it's mechtsa al mechtsa? Rav Amar, Rav's opinion is that mechtsa al mechtsa is kroiv. And since it's considered kroiv, they bring the Karim Pesach and Pesach Rishon. Rav Kahan Amar, mechtsa al mechtsa ein kroiv. And the Gemara explains these two opinions. Rav Amar, mechtsa al mechtsa kroiv, halala oisim, La'atzman, these people who are tor make the Karim Pesach themselves. But halolu oisel la'atzman, they make Pesach Rishon, but they don't make Pesach Rishon together with the people who are tor. The Karim Pesach Rishon is divided into two groups. One group are the group of tahirim, and one is the group of tameim. Rav Kahana Amar, Rav Kahana's opinion is the mechza mechza and the kroiv. And therefore, it will be that the Tahirim should make Pesach Rishon because they're Tahar, and the Tameim should make Pesach Sheni, like every time the Tameim are pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Because, as Rashi explains, this is considered your regular situation. And the regular situation where Roiv a Tahar and the Meat is Tameh, the Roiv makes it on Pesach Rishon, but Tahara and the Meat is pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Ikadamri, but there's a different version of this discussion. Amar Rav Kahana, mechza mechza ena kroiv, and tahirim oisin sarishin. The tahirim should make Pesach Rishon, or tameim, but the tameim in such a year, ena oisin loya sarishin v'loisa sheni. Don't make Pesach Rishon, nor do they make Pesach Sheni. And the Gemara explains why. B'roishin loy avdi, they can't make Pesach Rishon, the loy avaruba, they're not the majority. And the halacha that the Pesach Rishon is brought with tumah is only when you have roiv tameim. Here you don't have roiv tameim. B'sheni loy avdi, the only time Pesach Sheni is made is when they're a miut. But these are not a miut, they're 50%. And therefore they won't make the group of Tameim that year, the 50% that are Tameim, don't make neither Pesach Rishon nor Pesach Sheni. Ask the Gemara from our Mishnah on the opinion of Rav. Tanan, our Mishnah says, Nit mekohola rubai, oishayu kahanim Tameim akol toirim, yas betuma, we make Pesach Rishon betuma. But our Mishnah clearly taught us, rubah of the avdi betuma, that only you have a roiv, that's when Pesach Rishon is done betuma. Avo palga palga, doesn't our Mishnah clearly seem to indicate, when it's a situation of 50-50, loy avdi berishon klal, they don't make Pesach Rishon. Clearly, kash l'rav, who says that in a year that 50-50, everybody makes Pesach Rishon. Answers Rav, amalach Rav, Rav explains the Mishnah as follows. Ruba, when you have a situation that roiv of Klal Yisrael are tamei, so in such a year, after Kula Betuma, everybody's going to make Pesach Rishon together, Betuma, the Tahayim, and the Tameim. When it's Palgu Upalga, when it's 50-50, everybody's going to make Pesach Rishon. But the way it's made is Halolo Oysel Atzmam, the Tahayim will make it for themselves, Halolo Oysel Atzmam, and the Tameim will make it for themselves, but all on Pesach Rishon. Hachinami Mistabra, and says the Gemara that it makes sense that when we have a situation of 50-50, everybody should make Pesach Rishon, albeit in two groups. The Tani is safer. Let's continue learning our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nitmu Miyat HaKol. So the Mishnah is very clear that only a Miyat is Tamei. That's when Tarim Oysim is a Rishon and Tameim Oysim is a Sheni. However, Miyat Hu Da Avdi B'Sheni. It's only when there's a Miyat do they get pushed off to Sheni. It seems that our Mishnah is teaching us, Palgu Palga, but if it's 50-50, Loi Avdi B'Rishon, Halol Loi Avdi. The people who are Tamei make it loy. The halach is different. They make it Berishon, but halol oisum latzmam. We divide them into two groups. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, so now, if that's the way to understand our Mishnah, now Rav Kahana's opinion is different. It's difficult to understand. And Rav Kahana says we're 50-50. They don't make, the Tameim don't make Pesach Rishon. Amalach Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana explains, this is the way to understand the Mishnah. Neit mit dekol, Torim is a Rishon, v'tmeim oisim sasheni, or palgo palgo, Torim oisim sarishin, but v'tmeim, not that they'll make b'pesach Rishon, but Rav Kahana, as he cited his opinion, en oisim lois Rishon v'lois sasheni, won't make the Korn Pesach at all. Ask the Gemara, ha terech lishna basta Rav Kahana, in the second version of Rav Kahana's opinion, our Mishnah is understandable. El Hachlishna, but according to the first version, Donal Kavana Tarim Oysa Sarishin, Vitameim Oysa Sheni, so how will we explain our Mishnah? Ma'ikla Meimer, says Rav Kahana, this is the way to understand the Mishnah. Amlach Kavana, who had in a fila palga bahalga, when you have 50-50, according to the first version of his opinion, Nami Tarim Oysa Sarishin, Vitameim Oysim Esa Sheni. So if that's the case, why did the Mishnah speak about Miyat HaKol get pushed off to Pesach Sheni? Even 50% get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So it says the Gemara, you're right. That's the reason the Mishnah phrased itself that way is because either Tani Reish Ruba, since the beginning the Mishnah spoke about the Roiv, Tani Sefer Miyutai, the Sefer spoke about the Miyat. But it didn't have to speak about the Miyat. It could have said the Salocha even by the 50%. Says the Gemara Tanya Kavosai Rav, there's a brisa that supports Rav's opinion in how he says the halach is by 50-50. And Tanya Kavosai Rav Kahana, there are brises that support Rav Kahana's opinion, which are literally both versions of Rav Kahana's psak. Tanya Kavosai Rav, ha yusra mechza toyra mechza tameyim, halol oisum atzmon, halol oisum atzmon, everybody should make Pesach Rishon, just make it in two separate groups. Explicitly like Rav taught us. Tanya Kalishna Kam Rav Kahana. We have a Bryce that supports the first version of Kahana. Then when you have a situation of 50-50, the Tahirim do Pesach Rishon, the Tameim do Pesach Sheni. The Bryce says, Haresha Yisra Mechza Tahirim Mechza Tameim, Tahirim Oysim Sarishon, Tameim Oysim Sasheni. Very clearly. V'tanya, Kalishta Bas Rav Kahana, and there's a brice that supports Rav Kahana's second version. It says here, Haresha Yisrael Mechza Tayrim Mechza Tameim, Tayrim as a Rishin, but Tameim Ayna Aysen Lais Rishin Lais Hashani. So every opinion that we've cited in today's shir has support so far in the brice. But as the Gemara, these different brices have to be reconciled with the opinions that aren't consistent with them. As the Gemara, L'Rav, that holds up 50-50, everybody does Pesach Rishon. Or Lishna Basta the Rav Kahana, that they don't do the Pesach, Karm Pesach, who are, the people who are telling me won't make Pesach, Karm Pesach this year at all. Hada Tana, the Brisa that says, Tayrim Ma'asin Rishon, V'Tamei Ma'asin Sasheni, Heich Metatzalei, how will they understand this Brisa? Says the Gemara, the way Rav Kahana will explain that version of Kahana will explain this brisa. It's referring to a situation. Kogan Shal Yisrael Mechza Tayrim Mechza Tameim. Klai Yisrael was 50-50. V'Noshim Mashlimus L'Tameim. The men themselves are Tahor, and the women themselves are mostly Tamei. If you take in consideration the population of women, now we have mechza mechza. The ksover, the tana of this brisa, is of the opinion that noshim berishin rishus. The noshim on Pesach Rishon, and certainly in Pesach Sheni, are not absolutely obligated in the chiv of Karm Pesach. And therefore, since they're not absolutely chayiv, dal noshim mit tameim, take these women out of the consideration. So that's going to be a situation that the Tameim are actually a Miyat. And therefore, if the Tameim are a Miyat, there's no question, everybody agrees that under such circumstances, Miyuta Yudoch LePesach Sheni. Now, ask the Gemara. Again, according to Rav, that when you have a situation of 50-50, everybody does Pesach Rishon. Ulishna Kahana de Rav, Kahana, that they make Pesach Sheni, Hada Tanya, the brisa that says Tayrim Ma'aser Rishon v'Tameim Ein Oisim Lois Rishon v'Lois Hasheni Heich Metatzalei. How are they going to explain this brisa? Says the Gemara, Rav Metatzalei. Rav is going to explain it. Kigon She Yisrael Mechza Tameim Mechza Tayrim. Again, the brisa is speaking about a situation of 50-50. And Noshim Oitvos Al Tahirim. The many Tardiga women, and they tip the scales to the side that the Tahirim are derived. The Kesover, and this price is of the opinion, the Noshim Berishon Chayva. Noshim on Pesach Rishon are obligated to participate in the Karm Pesach, and therefore they are counted in the census of determining Tameim and Tahirim. But Sheni, the women are only Rishus. So now, we're going to understand. Berishon Layavdi, so Karm on Pesach Rishon, these people can't bring the Karm Pesach, Davalei Miyot, because the Tameim are a Miyot. And when the Tameim are a Miyot, they certainly don't bring Pesach Rishon. Or Miyot lo yavdi b'rishon. B'sheni lo yavdi, they don't bring b'sheni, because now, if we take the women out of consideration, because as far as Pesach Sheni is concerned, women should be taken out of consideration. Dal noshim minayu, v'avalei palga palga. So now, we're down, we get back to a 50-50 situation, and according to these opinions, palga Loy Avdi B'Sheni, when 50% of the population is Tamei, they don't make Pesach Sheni. Ask the Gemara Rav Kahana the Omar, that says that not only when there's a Miyot, they make Pesach Sheni, but Pal Ganami Avdi B'Sheni, but even when it's 50%, they bring Pesach Sheni. How is he going to explain this Brisa? Hoch Metarzlei, he's going to explain that the Brisa is talking about a case Kigon Shay Yisrael Mechza Tayrim Mechza Tameim, V'Noshim Mashlimus L'Tayrim. Most of the men are Tamei, and most of the women are Tahor, and then if we put the women into the count, the Roiv is Tahor. And according to Kahana, this Brisa holds Noshim Rishon Chayva or B'Sheni Rishus. So B'Sheni Rishon Le'Avdi, Davalei Palga Palga. It's a situation of 50-50, and according to Rav Kahana, or Palga B'Rishon Le'Avdi. B'Sheni Noilam Le'Avdi, but they can't bring a Pesach Sheni, because for Pesach Sheni, Dal Noshim Minayu Minatayrim, we take women out of the count, and we're going to have a situation where the Tameim are the Roiv, and Roiv B'Lo'Avdi B'Sheni. Ask the Gemara, and according to Rav Kahana, both according to his first version, that says by 50-50, the Tamei make it on Pesach Sheni, or to his second version, that says that when it's 50-50, such a year, the Tameim don't bring the Korban Pesach at all. Hadatanya, Haresha Yisrael, Mechza Tayim, Mechza Tameim. The halach is, Halalu, Oysim Atzmam, Halalu, Oysim Atzmam, Hechem Tatzli. How is he going to be able to understand that Braisa according to his opinion? Amar Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana is going to respond, that indeed I'm going to have to admit that this question of 50-50 is machloikus tanoim. Ikel man da'amer, and there's one man da'amer says that mechza mechza kuroiv, and therefore the halach is that everybody should bring the Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon that year. They should just divide themselves into two groups. Ikel man da'amer mechza mechza ena kuroiv, and that's the opinion of the other Tana, and that's the opinion that I agree with. So the tzlach makes an observation in explaining this Gemara. In understanding the Brises, why would the Brises that we just went through to try to reconcile them with the different opinions cited in this order? So he says, the way the Gemara brought the Brises and explained them is the first Brisa, we explained the first Brisa that with one pshat that will work both for Rav and Rav Kahana. So that was the first Brisa that we mentioned. The second Brisa we were able to explain, but Rav gave one explanation for that Brisa, and Rav Kahana gives a different explanation for that Brisa. So that's why that Brisa was stated second. The third Brisa, which Rav Kahana just said, is really the subject of a Machloikas Tanoim, was cited last.